Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Riaz Ghiasuddin, who's a winner of the Baltimore Social Innovations Journal Award. Talk a little bit about your idea for a vertical gardens in schools, and frankly, it doesn't necessarily have to be in schools. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, I started working with Green Street Academy on the West Side with my colleague Mike Renard back in 2011 when we started a garden club, and we actually didn't know what was going to come of this garden club, but both of us were having super interested in health and making Baltimore a healthier city just due to the environment that many of our communities are in the food deserts. And so when we started the garden club, we really wanted to get the scholars involved and making progress towards creating a healthier community. And it started out as a small nine raised beds, and it has grown to having a hoop house. We have chickens, and we want to be able to take this to multiple schools. And so an idea that I had, I was driving down Light Street, and I looked up and I saw the PNC Bank, and it has a living wall. If you haven't seen it, it's a beautiful living wall that they have next to their building. And I thought that this would be something fantastic to have in schools. And so that idea kind of emerged to create a vertical garden in schools where there is limited space that you can grow vegetables and fruits and herbs in a setting where it probably would not have been seen before.
Just a minute on Green Street. I'll, in the spirit of full disclosure, I was the founder of that school and I'm still the chairman of it. But one of the things that I have seen with your work at Green Street and Mike Renard's work and on our tilapia farm and our greenhouse is we have to inspire kids in our inner city schools. We have to, if we're going to ask them to learn reading and math and STEM skills, we have to inspire them to a love of learning. And it's been fascinating to watch them use our greenhouse, use our chicken coop, use our tilapia farm as ways to inspire kids to be interested in statistics, in math, in all the things that we want them to learn. And maybe you could talk a little bit about some of the things that we've done at Green Street with respect to the greenhouse and how we've engaged kids.
Yeah. So I think the summertime is really a prime example of when we actually kick it up. Mike leads a group of students through YouthWorks who actually come every day and we plan the garden, they plant the garden, they take care of the hoop house, and we give back to the community, not to the local community around the school, but also to restaurants and to other businesses. And so we're building a spirit of entrepreneurship with the students where they're learning how to create the food. They're learning how to create a budget. They're learning how to market. They're learning how to communicate with others where, you know, those are skills like public speaking that has come up through this project of the garden.
I can't tell you the pride that our kids had when they saw our tilapia on the menu at Woodbury Kitchen. That was a very big day for us. Anything else you'd like our listeners to hear?
I think that whenever you are out at a school or out at a community that has a farm, volunteer your time. I know a lot of them are running on low budgets and would love to have some help. So don't be afraid to stop at a local community garden and ask to help out and get your hands dirty.
That's great advice. For more information on this Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award winner, visit warnockfoundation.org and wypr.org.